This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I've been telling you, get involved, get engaged, wake up, see what's going on. I've been trying to watch these hearings for the last few days. Not trying to, I have been. You know, bits and pieces when I can. And I got to tell you something, man. When you have Democrats, independents, people who actually came forward and said, look, I don't even like Trump, but I don't like this. I don't like the way this went down. I don't like what's happening. I think that's a big deal. I said it years ago when Obama was president, you know, the military would start cracking. People of integrity would start opening their mouths and start saying stuff, and they did. I don't have a crystal ball. It's just common sense. You can't browbeat those people forever and expect to get away with it. Eventually, they're going to crack. And that's exactly what's happening. The stuff that was going down that we saw happening, that we heard what was happening, the whistleblower. I don't even know why they're calling them whistleblowers. They're not really whistleblowers. It's not like they work for the company. Now, there has been a few of them to come forward on those Dominion machines, which I think is a big deal, right? And they need to keep looking. If you don't come forward for any other reason, just remember, as a Democrat, at some point in time, if somebody decides that your guy's not it, like I think the election was stolen from Bernie twice, or the nomination, excuse me. I'm not a Bernie fan, but I wanted him to win and or lose fair and square. Don't you? I would imagine all of you who are patriots, who are true patriots, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, you want this done right and clean and proper. I think all the mistakes, I think the reason they were so sloppy, they didn't expect to see these kind of numbers for President Trump. Seriously. And maybe we should, you know, I'm serious. They shouldn't have had those big rallies. Then they would have never known who was for him and who wasn't. Really would have screwed them, wouldn't it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. All right. Some of the things I've picked up during the day, and you got to pay attention. You have to, really do have to pay attention. I don't know if you saw the two witnesses from the Amistad project. It was great. One was a subcontractor. And he comes forward and he says, hey, I was told to pick up, well, what ended up being ballots, almost 288,000 ballots. Now, for Pennsylvania, for whatever reason, they were picked up in New York, went through New Jersey, and then he brought him to Pennsylvania. He waited 7 hours to unload, and they finally told him to go home but leave the trailer there or go to a hotel, wherever. When he came back to get the trailer the next day, the trailer was gone. So were the contents. I wonder what that was all about. Another subcontractor said he brought in over 100,000 ballots that he couldn't touch, which was really weird, he said, because they always unloaded them in the past. This time they were told don't touch them. One of the young men that was watching the military ballots come in Pennsylvania, he was at a county, counting center. And 11:30, they started coming in, and they were separating the evidence. And when I say that, the evidence for the vote. So, they had the envelopes, a ballot, and something else. There were three pieces that were not stapled, but were kept together. And then they were separated. The memory cards for the machines, separated. And when they saw the count come back up, there were at least 50,000 ballots, at minimum, that were put into the system with no chain of who had them. And they were updating in Pennsylvania every 2 hours, but they were doing it manually because, for some reason, the automatic system wasn't working. At one point, this military poll watcher said he saw Joey B jump from about 50K to 130K with one update. After he asked them to force the update after 2 hours, with almost no climb for President Trump. And when he got a close look at the ballots, they all looked the same. Not a one for Trump. They almost looked like they were put through a copy machine. But hey, don't they all look like that? Why are you asking questions? People were threatened that they were going to be thrown out for asking questions. But there's nothing to see here, is there? That's why I said, when you look at your Democrat friends, you have to look at them and say, hey, do you honestly believe there was absolutely no hanky-panky that went on? That everything was perfect and above board, no problems, no issues? Because if you do, it's pretty sad. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dinkins joins us after the break. And somebody's got to explain this to me. I don't have a legal anything. I'm just reading and looking like you are. But I want to know what the truth is. I want to know what's happening. I want to know what the remedies are. Right? Will SCOTUS do it? Or won't they? So I'm the senior host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon at gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief. relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
This is Real Side of GC. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, get up to the website. TheRealSide.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But let me bring him on, because I got so much I got to get through tonight, and I want to see if he can, let's see if he can pull it off, you know. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of the Pacific Justice Institute. Great organization. You need to learn a lot about. We'll tell you more about it later on in the show. Brad, thanks for being with us.
Oh, great to be on the program.
Well, Cuomo got a little slapped around by SCOTUS, although he didn't think it was a big deal. And that rule, usually a SCOTUS rule, some of us believe that that pertains to the whole country after that. Tell me, yay, nay, or really what did the ruling mean?
Well, the ruling was technically only binding on New York and the governor of New York. That's what it's technically binding. However, when the Supreme Court says X, Y, and Z, something very definitive, as they did in this case, where they said that it's unequal treatment, it's unconstitutional to treat churches and synagogues with a higher standard of restrictions and shutdown than, say, an airport or some other place, that's very significant, because the Supreme Court made it very clear, this is our position. So any other city, state that has restrictions or color-tiered system that always puts churches at the bottom of the pack and the worst position, as California and New York and others have done, Oregon, Washington State, then those governments, they're right there ready to be plucked and sued and lose. The Supreme Court's made it very clear their position. So that's one reason why we already saw Los Angeles County public health officer come out right after this decision saying, okay, churches in California, there's no restrictions on how many people you have. You can meet. You're protected by the First Amendment. So L.A. County got it very quickly, the largest county in the country and the most one of the very, very, very liberal, very the biggest bully, one of the biggest bullies against churches in the country. Yeah. So I think everyone else is going to follow suit. And we're going to have a great Zoom call on Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we're going to talk about that with our attorneys, specifically what this means to churches, private schools, church camps, et cetera, and basically empower them and enlighten them as to what their rights are given this recent position by the Supreme Court. It's very, very encouraging. It's a game changer, a huge game changer as far as we're concerned, and it will be affecting our litigation strategy accordingly.
So, look, another 5-4 decision, right? I mean, basically showing that thank God we've got what we've got now. But Roberts, big disappointment here. The look, let's just be flat out frank about this. The Constitution doesn't get put on hold because of a pandemic. I mean, seriously.
Right.
So I'm along the lines of some other people said, look, first 2 weeks, yeah, good, not a problem, I get it. But we've gone so far, and now you know Governor Newsom's talking about becoming even more restrictive. So what would Roberts' mindset be? Because of the pandemic, they have a right to trample our freedom of religious freedom to meet? I mean, I don't even know. What was his mindset, do you think?
Yeah, his mindset is, well, you know, we the courts, we don't want to be too involved. We don't know what's going on. We're not experts, so we'll just acquiesce to governors and cities listening to whatever experts they say are important. As long as we can see that they have some rational basis listening to some experts, we're not going to challenge that. And that is outright incompetence. What the majority in this recent case said is, in reversing that position, said, no, the Constitution is never on the shelf. It's always active. It's always alive. First Amendment is never on vacation, and the government, the governor or whoever, you have a burden to always, at all times, prove a compelling government interest to in any way put a burden on the free exercise of religion. And, by the way, even if you show that, you have to show that your restrictions you're putting on creating this substantial burden on churches, that these restrictions are the absolutely necessary, the most least restrictive kind of restrictions you could have to still meet what you say has to be done. And that is constant, ongoing scrutiny against the government whenever they create a substantial burden on religious freedom. That's what the majority held. That's why this is such a mega game changer. No governor has a get-out-of-constitution-free card anymore. they're all held accountable, and we at Pacific Justice Institute are ecstatic, and we're more aggressive now. We just filed a major lawsuit against Santa Clara County and Governor Gavin Newsom, and it parallels. And we filed it 3 days before this decision came out. But what we argued parallels what the Supreme Court argued and the facts as well. So we're very optimistic moving forward.
Well, good. No, I know it's a constant, you know, it's constant vigilance. I mean, they try different ways to crack this. There's been time, you've taught me in the past now that, you know, just because the Supreme Court said, no, you can leave one nation under God in the Pledge of Allegiance, or you can this, or you can that, you know, in God we trust, that could always be challenged. There's never really a final ruling, is there?
Correct. There is case precedence, case law precedence, and there was some case law precedence supporting Roberts' position. It's called the Jacobson Rule. You know, basically it's government just acquiescing to, or the Supreme Court just acquiescing to the will of governors and, you know, under these issues. But that Jacobson Rule has been just basically smashed by this recent decision by the Supreme Court, saying there is no excuse for court negligence and inactivity when it comes to something that is trouncing on fundamental rights of the Constitution.
Well, I agree with you. You're the legal eagle here. Bars, let's see, maybe not for this one. You know, again, I want to talk a little bit when we come back from the break. I want to talk about Barr, you know, basically saying, hey, you know what? There's really no proof of anything that went sideways in this election. People are ripped at him. I've been watching, I don't know if you have, but I've been watching some of the hearings, and I got to tell you something. I'm appalled. I'm not surprised, but I'm shocked at to what level they went through. But what's given me a little bit of hope is the simple fact that you have Democrats and Republicans, rank and file people, that are coming out and saying, no, this is what I saw. This is specifically what happened. This is specifically what I had to push against. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Be back in a minute. Brad's got a lot to answer to. Be right.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A federal panel has voted on who should be the first in line to receive a coronavirus vaccine. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices recommended Tuesday that the first COVID-19 vaccines should be given to healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities. Their recommendations now go to the head of the CDC for final approval. A bipartisan group of lawmakers has unveiled a framework for a $908 billion coronavirus relief bill. The plan would include $288 billion for small businesses, $160 billion in state and local government relief, $16 billion for vaccine distribution, and would fund an additional $300 a week boost in unemployment benefits through March. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has already said he wants a single targeted bill that would include a stimulus package and fund the government after December 11th to avoid a shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. Yeah, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's bring him back on again. I've got so much to talk about. Brad Dinkins joins me, as he does every week, to kind of help us clear up all the legal garbage that we can't get through, that we don't understand. So, again, Brad, thanks for being with me. And listen, tell people about PJI.
Yeah, Pacific Justice Institute is a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization that has more offices across the United States defending religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life than any other legal organization of our kind in the country. We're also unique in that we don't just cherry-pick high-profile cases that are going to look great in the newsletter. We work hard to make sure that no one is left on the side of the road, that everyone gets the help they needed without charge when it comes to these areas that we cover. And all throughout the United States. So that's who we are. We're very unique, and we're very grateful to those who decide to make a tax-deductible contribution to Pacific Justice Institute at our website, pji.org. It's the same place to register for our Zoom call this Thursday at 2 p.m., pji.org.
Let's talk about some of the misnomers, the stuff that we've been hearing that makes people crazy. You know, Sidney Powell leaving the Trump team. But, you know, seriously, that was not a big a deal as people think it was it?
No, it wasn't. You know, and it's not like Sidney Powell is just completely, gone on leave completely and is totally uninvolved. It's no, she's still very much in tune with what's taking place. The team still has excellent lawyers, and I'm optimistic that in the end that they'll come up with a very compelling case. The only problem is I'm afraid that compelling case is not going to be able to be established through discovery and investigation and then through hearings and court cases until after the inauguration ceremony. So short term, it's discouraging. Long term, I think it's going to have a huge impact on people's perception of the Democrat Party and Biden, the Biden-Harris ticket, and I think give a cloud of questionable illegitimacy as to Biden as president of the United States if that impact is what happens.
Right. Well, I still believe that Trump can pull it off, and not because I'm a Trump believer, but based on what my legal friends are saying and the opportunities that they have, it's a timing thing at this point. But if SCOTUS really does do the job according to the Constitution, they will send us back to the legislatures, won't they?
Right. Exactly. And I think what's important for people to understand is that these electors from each state, they have to be, approved by the legislature. They have to be, and in the past it's been just sort of like a ceremony kind of a deal, but it's an important checks in terms of checks and balances. The Republicans dominate the legislature for Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, I believe Georgia. So, but anyway, if they refuse to recognize electors, then that means there's no votes for either candidate from that state. And you have to have at least 270 electoral college votes in order to be elected president. So if Biden falls below 270 because of that, and Trump doesn't get those either because they don't approve any, then it goes to the U.S. House of Representatives. Well, the U.S. House of Representatives has 27 of the 50 states represented are controlled by Republicans. So Trump would have the votes, and he would be elected president of the United States. I believe that it's definitely a possibility. But the question is there going to be enough evidence brought forward, put forth, in that still relatively short period of time for lawmakers, Republican included, to feel justified to do that? They have to have that to feel that they would have the people behind them in making that decision. And I know that's a very important factor for this to come into full play.
Right. Well, I'm believing this gives them an out. I'm believing it gives us the opportunity for the Republican lawmakers to show that they have a spine, that they're willing to push back. Part of what we were talking about during the break may hurt a little bit is, you've got Barr says that there's no widespread election fraud. And now whether he exactly said it that way because this is coming out from AP News or not, I don't know. But I would imagine what he meant to say or what he thought to say was, hey, look, I haven't seen what they're talking about yet. I haven't laid my eyes on the hardcore truth, in fact, that there was wide election fraud. What do you think?
Right. I don't believe Barr has gone through all the evidence and the affidavits that have been prepared by President Trump's team. They have roughly 1,000 affidavits, sworn testimony, penalty of perjury, hanging in the balance of people who said, we saw the fraud. So I don't think he has reviewed that, and I think he's looked at all the evidence. It's just from his perspective so far, he hasn't seen the evidence to justify it. But that's not saying that the evidence isn't there. In fact, we know that he has not reviewed all the evidence. So I think that's really all we can read into what he said is that he hasn't seen himself. He hasn't seen enough brought before him, able to review, that would support and justify such a finding. But that's a far cry from saying that the evidence gathered so far is illegitimate and not compelling, at the very least, for continuation of the case.
I know. I don't think these guys sometimes, I don't think they really realize the damage that they do and or are doing. Do you know what I mean? I mean, they don't think it all the way through as to how that's going to resonate somewhere else. At least that's how I think. Anyway.
Right.
Again, this is so frustrating because I'm watching what's happening. I'm not a legal eagle. I don't have a law degree. I'm not a judge. But some of this stuff is so simple, right? Now, the other thing I was thinking, I know this is going to make some of my listeners go nuts, but I was thinking, boy, what an impediment to have nothing but all these constitutionalist judges that Trump had nominated. And put on these benches because they're going right by the letter of the law, which may slow things down. I don't know how fast you can get things to SCOTUS, but maybe you know better than I do, but truly it has to run its course, and we are running out of time, correct?
Correct. Time is the big issue. I believe the evidence is there. The statisticians, looking at what happened, show that statistically there had to have been fraud. It definitely occurred. But you have to not just show that it definitely occurred based on statistics. You have to be able to show how it occurred, why it occurred, what happened. And that takes time, and that takes discovery. So I think we're going to run out of time, but I do not believe that we're going to lose the war, which is exposing the fraud and the corruption so that the American people, at the end of the day, can hold these politicians accountable, including who will likely be occupying the White House.
Don't say that. He just made my lunch drop to the bottom of my belly.
Okay, I mean, maybe I'm being too pragmatic. I hope I'm wrong. I will say, you know, when Governor Gray Davis was being petitioned for recall, I thought there's no way that's not going to happen. This is just posturing. And lo and behold, he was recalled. I was totally wrong. So I don't have a perfect, credit score here with with making predictions. I'm just saying it's going to be tough. It's possible, but it's going to be tough. I mean, you still have the gamblers and bettors out there saying there's a 9.5% probability that Trump is going to pull this out. So that's, almost a 10%, 1 in 10 chance.
I don't think they expected him, A, to fight this hard, okay, and B, for us to be as observant, if you would, as we have been. And to think that Democrats also came forward. This wasn't this Republican screaming, oh, wow, we lost. Democrats actually came forward, rank and file, and telling what they saw, telling what they were told to do, backdating ballots, dropping hundreds of thousands in one case of ballots off that were exactly the same, all of them. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. People will be back in a minute.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back. Joe Matina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Founder of Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus, joins me as he does every week, kind of give us some insight as to what's going on in the legal world. I can't make out all this. I make out what they mean, make out any of that stuff. So that's why we bring Brad on. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, great to be on the program. Thank you.
You know, I really do appreciate your insight on some of this stuff. Because it truly is confusing for a lot of us. You got people going, you know, why don't they just go in there and arrest them? Why don't they just take them away? Why don't they just do this? Why don't they just do that? It is not always that easy. You know, I mean, just because you can see the proof right in front of you doesn't mean the judge and the rest are going to be the same way, as you discussed with Barr earlier, right? There's certain things he needs to see before he can jump in and act on it. Isn't that true?
Well, that is true. That said, I, like many Americans, are tired of seeing criminals not prosecuted, whether it's Hillary Clinton and what she did and other people getting off scot-free. I would like to see at the end of the day, after all this is done, not just to have vindication with, you know, who's in the White House and et cetera. I want to see people being prosecuted, put behind bars, for many years, because they have attacked the institution of our election process, which is critical for our nation and our children's survival as we know it. There needs to be very severe punishment, swift justice, and harsh justice against such individuals, whoever they may be, wherever they may be.
Yep. I totally agree with you. I think that's what's happening to a degree, is that people are getting, especially people on the right, they're getting so frustrated at the fact that nobody has been charged. Nobody's gone to jail. I mean, look at everything that's gone on the left, and all we hear from the DOJ constantly is no fraud, no charges, no this, no that. It's making us nuts when you can see it right there. You can see what has been said. They've admitted to it in some cases, and they're still not going off to jail. Yeah, and Roger Stone gets attacked by a SWAT team at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Or Page, Carl Page.
Yep.
You know, what happened there, that was insane. Absolutely insane what happened to him.
Yeah.
I want to see people prosecuted. Those who went after, the president with the hoax, the Russia hoax, I want to see people prosecuted. That's what Americans need to demand, and hopefully if the Senate maintains control with those who are reasonable and respect law and order after this Georgia election, we'll see further investigations from the Senate and further exposure of injustices, and at the very least, we the people will have the final say come the midterm election in 2024 as well.
Well, I agree with you. We've got to see some change. We've got to have some satisfaction, and I think that's what we're really,
yes,
missing big time. All right, back to some of these governors that are now become dictators. I've actually got a congressman and another senator coming up from California this week to discuss it. Newsom, of all people, go figure. But you're saying that some of these cases, like with New York, doesn't necessarily go through every state. It doesn't apply to every state, if you would, correct?
Right. It's right now, it's just a temporary restraining order against the governor of New York. That's what it is. And his order and mandates restricting unfairly and unjustly churches and synagogues from opening. So that's what it's limited to. But when you read the opinion, which I read several times, it was very clear that this is a game changer, and when other cases make their way up, they're going to apply these same principles, and California's governor is going to get his hand slapped just the same way, his standards and tiers struck down as applied to those protected by the First Amendment. It's going to hit Oregon and Washington State, Illinois, those states that have basically blue states with Democrat governors, for the general rule, they're the ones that are going to realize they can't be tyrants any longer. They, like I said before, there's no get out of Constitution free card. They have to abide by the Constitution and respect the First Amendment rights of religious institutions to worship and not be treated differently, so differently than other entities, and including airlines. And I float on American Airlines. I prefer Southwest Airlines overall. That's my favorite. But I was on American, I confess, and it was loaded, not a single empty seat, packed, shoulder to shoulder, no social distancing. And even then, you were allowed to take your mask off if you were going to eat something. And it was just all there, right, packed together in a little sardine can. And so if the government is going to allow that, then they have to give the same degree of freedom to houses of worship. And that's what the court made very clear. So this is a big game changer. It's not technically binding on other states, but this is something that we're going to be advising churches and houses of worship and religious leaders on our Zoom call on Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific time on how they can take full advantage of this and expedite the matter of them getting back to business and functioning and serving and ministering back to normal very, very quickly.
You know, I was just watching something that, Barr has appointed, I don't know if this means anything big, but Durham as a special prosecutor. And yes, he said the reason he did that was so that depending on how the election went one way or the other, that nobody could just actually stop him. But that's not necessarily true, is it?
That's a good question. And my understanding is that tactically, I think he's correct. When you have a special prosecutor appointed for a designated period of time for a specific investigation and boundaries for that investigation, that is protected to play itself out. And the reason is because, just for this reason, if you have someone coming into the White House and saying, oh, you know, I don't like what they're going to discover, they can't just halt justice. It's sort of a keeping a distance. But it can't go on forever, and it can't be open-ended for everything for him to investigate under the sun. That's not the case. It's defined. It's limited. And I think that was a very wise move. I think it'll be very telling and very revealing with regards to what took place regarding the Russia hoax. And I think we may be surprised at who we will see being held accountable after everything is all said and done.
I think, but when he goes to report this out eventually, who does he report out to? Doesn't he report out to the Attorney General?
Yes, the Attorney General, but also the Senate Judiciary Committee, or the House Committee. I believe that they will be able to subpoena to have access to that, and also under the Freedom of Information Act, to some degree, that's also obtainable as well by the people. We've seen that play out as well with the Hillary Clinton and her shenanigans. So a lot of that was actually revealed by third parties using the Freedom of Information Act. So it will be made public, and we will see it, and America will see it, and that's just, we're not even talking about the money laundering fiasco that the Bidens did with China, communist China, and the Ukraine. I believe that's also being investigated. I think we're going to see that also come to light and be exposed at the end of the day as well. So there's a lot in play here. If Biden occupies the White House, he's going to be limping all the way based on what I see coming down. And it's going to be, I think, a very, very weak presidency, not just because of his mental moderate dementia that he has, but the other things that are coming and happening right now and that he's going to be having to deal with. And Kamala Harris will be feeling the same flames as well.
You had to bring her name up, huh?
Yeah.
Trying to ruin my dinner over here. No, seriously.
She's going to be a very weak, very, very weak candidate if she's, the nominee in 2024, which many people think she will be. You know, just that's what usually happens with the vice president. So I think they're going to be limping. They're going to be weak. And I think it'll be like a Jimmy Carter scenario going into as they did going into 1980. I think we'll be seeing something like that going into 2024. And I think we'll also see great results in the midterm elections. Americans get enlightened as to all that's been taking place, the fraud at multiple levels, including, of course, this election.
Wow, you're such an optimist, Brad. That is, provided they prove that these machines, you know, don't work, or that they were in favor of Joe Biden. We go back to, listen, I want to go back to the hanging chads. I want to go back to, what do you call it, the Inca dot. Remember those?
Yeah.
That's what I want to go back to.
Yes, you know, that was much easier, actually. Yes. I prefer that as well.
Yep. All right, tell people one more time, you have about 15 seconds, about PJI.
Yeah, Pacific Justice, nonprofit 501c3 organization. Go to our website, pji.org. Sign up to get our Legal Insider newsletter and our Zoom call this Thursday at 2 p.m. It's a major game changer. We're going to talk about that.
Well, we got a lot going on, people, and that's why you need to reach out, pji.org. PJI.org. See how you can help them? They're a great organization, or I wouldn't have them on the show. Brad, God bless you for what you're doing. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.